It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. General Motors has numerous success stories to point to here in the Capital Area. We talked about the Lansing-made Camaro last week here on Current State. Today, WKAR's Peter Wharf speaks with Cadillac Chief Executive Engineer Dave Leone about what's new for the coming year.
For 2016, we brought the ATS-V and CTS-V to market, and those were introduced this past fall, and they're doing exactly what they were supposed to do, and that is to be the accelerator for the brand, kind of give folks a feel for what Cadillac's capable of, that we are a vehicle and a brand that's about driving enthusiasm as well as luxury and refinement, and they're doing just that. We also brought some new technologies out this year. We have CarPlay, which is a way of projecting your phone into the vehicle. And next month, we'll bring out Android Auto, which does the same thing that the CarPlay does with Apple phones. It'll do it for Android phones. We have new engines and transmissions this year. We have a new 3.6-liter, 335-horse V6. Bring new 8-speed transmissions to market. We bring stop-start vehicle. When you come to a stop at a traffic light, it turns off to save fuel, restarts immediately upon you taking your foot off the brake and getting ready to roll. But just a whole host of new customer-friendly technologies and features that try and elevate the brand.
Dave Leone is Executive Chief Engineer for Cadillac. He's at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit here on Current State today. Dave, the ATS and CTS are now sharing production at our Lansing Grand River Assembly Plant. As far as you know, how is that working out so far?
It's working out really well. The Camaro is there in the plant. We are now shipping cars to customers. It's doing quite well. And as a result of bringing that product to the plant, we were able to add another 500 jobs and a third shift to the plant. We're in the process of hiring those folks now and expect that within a month or so, those folks will be on board and we'll be able to start producing around the clock.
I know you're happy. We're sure happy about that here in the Lansing area. Tell us about kind of where we are in the overall progression of Lansing-built Cadillac models, sort of the timeline of major revamps, new models, that sort of thing.
Yeah. We started the Lansing Grand River plant in 2002 with a 2003 CTS. The
right.
First CTS was produced there. And every 6 or 7 years is when we have a new life cycle. And so I'll let you do the math without announcing any future product programs.
Yes.
But we're a couple of years into the CTS life cycle. We're halfway through the ATS life cycle. So within a few years, you'll see those next generations come through.
Right.
But it's our plan and intention to, we have a great workforce in Lansing with the UAW. We have a very good relationship. And we expect to continue to leverage that with our new products in Lansing.
What are your thoughts about the Cadillac Hybrid ELR?
It's a outstanding vehicle. It's an extended range electric vehicle.
It runs actually
on
electric.
Electricity,
right.
And when the battery is depleted, the engine kicks on and it serves as a generator to basically recharge the batteries. It's a great looking car. It's got lots of appeal. But the small coupe electric vehicle is a relatively small segment. And so it's something that is fun. Very personalized, but the volume has been rather limited.
How do you see that catching on?
Well, we're going to continue with our electrification play at Cadillac.
Right.
We announced that we're going to have a plug-in hybrid version of the all-new CT6, which is being produced at the Detroit Hamtramck plant. And kind of this time next year, we should be producing those. And that's a vehicle that will have a full electric range of about 30 miles, and it is plugged in, can be recharged a few hours on 120 or faster on 220 volts. And that will be our next electric vehicle introduction here a little over a year from now.
Dave Leone, Executive Chief Engineer at Cadillac. The Future Vehicles tab on the Cadillac website at this point is featuring the 2017 XT5 crossover. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the XT5 crossover is the replacement for the SRX that's out there today.
Right.
It's a brand new vehicle, ground up, bumper to bumper, that is roughly the same overall size on the outside as today's SRX, but it has 2 inches longer wheelbase, and that 2 inches longer wheelbase allows us to get more passenger room and more rear seat leg room and comfort as a result. But it is all new, and it's a much more refined vehicle with better visibility. It's 278, to be exact, pounds lighter than the car it replaces, which means that it's more fuel efficient. It's quicker to accelerate, and it handles and is much more responsive on the road as a result of that light weighting. And we took a lot of the learnings that we learned from the ATS and CTS that we produce in Lansing, and we incorporated those lightweight learnings into the XT5. That vehicle will be produced at the Spring Hill plant just outside Nashville, Tennessee, and it will be coming to market and to dealers here within weeks.
Dave Leone, Executive Chief Engineer at Cadillac, talking about some of the new and exciting developments with that storied brand. Dave, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Peter, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.